1340 96.5 KVGC. Okay, so movies you could watch over and over and over again, never get tired of. JD and I said Forrest Gump. My wife said Wizard of Oz. Colleen, our weather watcher from Pine Grove, called in and said Fantasia. Not quite sure about that one, Colleen. But Die Hard, the greatest Christmas movie ever made, Die Hard. You can watch that one, right?
I can, but the greatest Christmas movie ever made was Home Alone 1 and 2.
Okay. Okay.
Those are two that I could watch over and over, no matter what time of the year it is.
All right. Oh, Terry Yakish says Grease 2 and the BBC's Cranford.
That's probably going to be the only two we get. Everyone's, oh, the sequel, the first one's better.
Yeah.
I'm an Empire
Grease
Strikes Back fan,
two.
Which I guess actually wouldn't be the second Star Wars
Grease
anymore.
Grease 2, huh, Terry? Okay, not Grease 1.
Yeah.
Grease 2. Okay, we'll take that. Okay. Home Alone. I'll go with you on Home Alone.
Taken's pretty good with Liam Neeson.
Now and then. Because you know what it's, you know. There are some, I can't read a comic book more than once. After I read it, I put it down. Ah, Mike Ferdani says Caddyshack.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Mike's kind of modeled his life
Dave Eisenhower's impression of Bill Murray's character on point.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
All right. That pretty much the story
nice
of
Nice call,
Mike's
Mike. Yeah,
right
I think
there.
So.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. I'm going to go with Caddyshack.
Well, let's take a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 22nd day of February for 2019. And the news for today, Calaveras Unified School District has voted to lay off teachers in order to keep local fiscal control. Earlier this week, the board voted on a resolution to lay off 11 certificated employees, which is part of the multi-year action plan to resolve some of the issues of the school district's budget. The motion was passed 4-0, with Susie Coe abstaining. Mark Nanick, superintendent of the Calaveras County Office of Education, had urged the board to meet the deadline for putting the 11 certificated teachers on layoff notice. He advised the board if they did not make the move at this time, it would show a negative financial statement and trigger actions from the County Office of Education, including appointment of a fiscal advisor and removal of local control. A number of teachers spoke during the public comment asking the district to take alternative action or further analysis, including teachers by site and grade, as well as evaluating the increasing special education budget. Lack of district growth and less developer fee monies have been cited as a major factor in the Calaveras Unified School District's final decision.
Well, mechanical forest thinning, prescribed burns, and meadow restoration. Among necessary practices, state lawmakers have heard about this week during their budget talks. Now, this past week, the Assembly Budget Subcommittee on Resources and Transportation and the Committee on Natural Resources has been briefed on combinations of activities that have reached a broad consensus as essential to improve forest conditions here locally. Now, acknowledging critical statewide benefits that forests provide with regard to water supply, climate change mitigation, and wildlife habitat, committee members were informed most are in an unhealthy condition due to extensive density and unprecedented tree mortality levels. Now, also brought to light was the fact that the majority of California's largest and most destructive wildfires occurred in recent years. The proposed 2019-20 budget of $244 million for forest health and fire prevention currently earmarks $165 million for Cal Fire, CCC, for various forest health, fire prevention, and fuel reduction programs, $35 million for Cal Fire prescribed fire crews, and $44 million for various other activities. This year's total budget allocation nearly 16% less than 2018-19.
And the City of Ione Fire Department responded to a reported residential structure fire yesterday around 6:45 in the morning in the 900 block of Quail Court in Ione. The fire was confined to an electrical box in the dishwasher with no extension to the home. Damage was minor and there were no injuries. Units from Mule Creek Fire, Jackson Valley Fire, Jackson City Fire, and Cal Fire also responded.
And celebrate chocolate with the businesses of Sutter Creek this Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4. Indulge in chocolate treats throughout town as participating businesses will serve up all kinds of free chocolate delights for you to sample. Everyone is in on the fun, including most of Sutter Creek's shops, restaurants, wine tasting rooms, and realtors. For more info, visit suttercreek.org, stop by the Visitor Center, or call 267-1344.
And the Volcano Theater Company is holding open auditions for James and the Giant Peach. 10 actors are needed, male and female, ages 20 to 60, and youth ages 9 to 20. Auditions will be held March 10th and 17th at 2 p.m. and March 12th at 6 p.m. at the Cobblestone Theater in Volcano. Production dates for James and the Giant Peach will be held, or will run from June 28th through August 3rd. So that's the summer run for the Volcano Theater Company. Now, scripts are available at the Amador Community Foundation office, which is located in the Motherlode Plaza in Jackson. James and the Giant Peach is sponsored by the St. George Hotel.
And February is American Heart Month. Mark Twain Medical Center is celebrating the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women movement. For 16 years, Go Red has raised awareness that heart disease is the number one killer of women and has also promoted healthy lifestyle choices for everyone. Go Red can help save your life. Mark Twain Medical Center will offer free, complete cholesterol tests for women during February. Seroptimus International of Calaveras will provide the financial support for this vital test. To learn more or schedule a test, contact Mark Twain Medical Center.
And for the third year in a row, the Argonaut boys varsity basketball team have won the right to play in the Division 5 Sac Joaquin Section Championship game. The Argonaut girls, the same. Both will square off against their opponents tomorrow at the Golden One Arena. The girls, they will face Mariposa at 10 o'clock, and the boys, they will face Brookside Christian at noon. Frank Halverson and Chris Lucky will be courtside. You can follow all the action on KVGC and around the world at kvgcradio.com. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. How about one more movie, okay, that you could watch, movies you could watch? Any action movie, except maybe The Last Action Hero with Arnold. Take away the Terminator movies too.
Predator.
You gonna throw Predator in there?
One of my favorite movies as a kid.
Hang around. I lied. Hasta la vista.
Or remember Stick Around?
Yeah,
in
Stick Around.
Commando, and he throws that pipe through the guy. Stick around.
No, let off some steam.
Yeah,
that was it. Gonna let off some steam.
KVGC.
All right. Okay. Shawshank Redemption. Chad Simmons says Shawshank Redemption. Okay, Chad.
I'll get that on there.
So that's Chad's movie. Chad's movie is Shaw.
Coach Lou just called in, thanks, and said Friday Night Lights and Goonies.
Goonies.
He's a big Chunk fan.
Okay, Goonies. Coach Lou. Okay. Okay. We'll go with that one. That's a good one. So.
I mean, I'm surprised no one said E.T. I would have figured people like E.T. I can't watch that one over and over.
No.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Okay.
One,
yeah, not two and three.
No. One.
Okay, Back to the Future one. We'll take it there.
Okay, now your not movie, your list of not. Number one for me, Passion of the Christ.
You would not watch that again?
No. Oh, that's hard to watch at the end.
What movie would I not watch if I... I'll tell you a movie. I just saw it very recently. The First Man.
Yeah, Teresa didn't like that.
Oh, it was a stinker. I would not watch that. I wouldn't even, if someone paid me to go watch that movie, I wouldn't watch that movie. So anyway, all right. Hey, have you seen any of these nominees? A Star Is Born, Roma, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, Vice, Green Book, Black Klansman, and The Favorite. Have you seen any of those?
I've seen Black Klansman.
Okay.
Very well done. Hilarious. I'm actually an Adam Driver fan, and also Denzel Washington's son is in it. That was a great one. I've seen Green Book. Amazing. That's probably going to win, in my opinion. Star Is Born is the one with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. It's got a lot of buzz, but I'm going with Green Book. That's my choice.
Green Book, really? Okay. I've seen Black Panther, Have seen A Star Is Born, have not seen Bohemian Rhapsody. So so JD's going to go with Green Book. Green Book, okay. All right.
Sound of Music, Gretchen Carlson.
Okay, Gretchen is...
That's a good one.
Okay.
Thanks all for calling in, people.
If so Dana says, if you're talking about movies that you just stop and watch on a Saturday, Goodfellas, okay. Shawshank, he says, is a good one. Or his favorite movie to watch over and over, or as many times, is Breakfast Club. Okay.
So when I... Yeah, okay. When I went to...
But he's a different age of you, so that... His,
My first semester of college, living in dorms, had a VHS player. Okay, this was 2000. DVD players were fairly new. Had a VHS player, and the only two VHSs that I had were The Untouchables.
The one with Sean Connery?
Yeah.
And Kevin Costner?
And I actually watched it last night. It was on Showtime or Stars or something. And Robin Hood with Kevin Costner, which actually one of my favorite movies of all time. Not going to be up on many people's list, but just for personal reasons. One of the first movies I remember us going and seeing in the theater was
Robin Hood?
Yeah, with Morgan Freeman and
really
Kevin Costner. Yeah, but I wasn't a huge Kevin Costner fan, but those were the two movies I had, so I can always watch those ones over and over. But
Okay. I'll go with that. let's see here. What do we got? That it? That's it. Okay. Can you name any of the actors in Breakfast Club?
Molly Ringwald. John Cryer.
Anybody else?
Judd Hirsch.
Okay, there you go. Okay, that's good. Ellie Sheedy.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you say Judd Nelson?
No, I said Hirsch. I meant Nelson.
Yeah, Judd Nelson.
Total different.
Emilio Estevez, of course, and the character that Dana probably he compares himself to. Would be Anthony Michael Hall. So
Princess Bride just got called. Bride. Teresa liked that one.
Maybe.
MC's a big fan. Is that the one where
with
you killed
Andre,
my father?
Andre the Giant. Yeah. Now prepare to die.
Yeah. That is pretty.
My
good.
Name was Antonio Montoya. Whatever it is.
Yeah. What is it? It is
I think
it's
something.
I can't remember the first name.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Now prepare to die. Yeah. That is a good movie.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Okay, Chad says no John Cryer. What does that mean? No John Cryer.
Which one was John Cryer in? He was in one with Molly Ringwald.
All right, that's going to wrap up our news from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.